Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Come experience the beef jerky outlet at Bass Pro Shops in Garland. We carry the best jerkies, 8 different flavors of Sunland peanut butter, and a wide range of hot sauces and delicious salsas. Ever tried deep fried peanuts? They are so good you can eat the whole shell. We also have gourmet Wisconsin cheeses available to sample. You can also enjoy our edible crickets, worms, and scorpion suckers. So let the outdoorsman in you experience the beef jerky outlet for yourself. Check out our website at www.dallasjerky.com. Beef Jerky Outlet, located by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland.
The Wyo Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas' historic Weston District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.wyoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about him on the range and get 15% off your meal. Wyo Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all 5 Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSE. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
I'm going to hide out in the bottom where I
morning, Texas, and welcome to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith. Thanks for letting me ride shotgun with you this morning, as I've got a great show lined up for you. By the way, does it get any better than Chris Knight as far as writing songs about hunting and fishing go? I can't say that it does, and we are talking hunting and fishing right here for a full hour every Saturday morning. My promise to you is to provide the most educational and entertaining hour of outdoor talk in the Lone Star State. Couple orders of business before we get into this morning's show. If you ever miss an episode of the Lone Star Outdoors Show, be sure to check out the website, texasoutdoorsmedia.com. It's got every show saved as a podcast right there on the homepage. You'll also see logos and links for all of our sponsors. We've even got a great concert calendar for you. Oh, and there is a Texas Parks and Wildlife news feed. All you have to do is click on that to find out the latest information from Texas Parks and Wildlife. All that is right there at texasoutdoorsmedia.com. Check it out. Also, don't forget to keep sending me your best outdoor photos. We're giving away a trophy whitetail or wild boar hunt. All you have to do is send me your best outdoor photos from this calendar year, and you could win the whole enchilada. Speaking of prizes, we gave away a fishing trip with Real Fiddler Fishing Charters and Captain Mike Caserta last week. Congratulations to Steve Staygraves of Roy City, Texas. He won the trip valued at over $550. Steve and the fishing partner of his choice will also be outfitted with Game Guard's microfiber vented fishing shirts for the fishing trip. But don't be bummed if you didn't win, because we're going to be giving away another trip with Captain Mike coming up in 2 weeks, and be sure to tune in next week for details on how to win that fishing trip. Well, right now, we're going to go ahead and read our weekly excerpt from the book Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, written by our Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens for the good folks over at Lone Star Outdoor News. And this fabulous piece of literature chronicles the actions of some of our state's most prolific poachers and dubious criminals. This week's title is called Wardens Shed Light on Hunting in the Dark. Three men shooting ducks 45 minutes after sunset claimed they didn't know it was against the law to hunt ducks in the dark. San Jacinto game warden Aaron Corley and Polk County game warden Chuck Cotton filed numerous charges against them, including no hunting license, no duck stamp, possession of lead shot, unplugged shotguns, and hunting waterfowl after hours. Five ducks were seized and restitution was filed. All I can say to those three morons is, congratulations, you're a bunch of idiots. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, especially when it comes to poaching. Ugh, poachers get me riled up. Anyway, this morning's show is gonna be a great one. Lee and Tiffany Lukoski of the hit show on the Outdoor Channel, The Crush with Lee and Tiffany, will be on in just a few minutes. Also, one of your favorite Texas country music artists, Max Stalling, is coming up at the bottom half of the hour. All that coming up right here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Them Texas women is Texas gold. Give a kiss a little sweeter than cactus.
Howdy, range listeners. Les Mundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy whitetail hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and pronghorn antelope hunt. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on the hunt of a lifetime.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Largemouth bass are king in Texas, and that's why anglers are choosing Spittin' Fire Jigs. Check out our user-friendly website at www.spittinfirejigs.com to view an extensive selection of skirts that you can match with one of our detailed hybrid, wood, finesse, football, or screwball jig heads. The attention to detail and realistic eyes on our hybrid jig make it the most versatile jig in any angler's tackle box. To date, Spittin' Fire Jigs are responsible for landing two Texas sharelunkers. Visit spittinfirejigs.com to order your go-to jig today. Spittin' Fire Jigs, feel the fire.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at ANC Gun Safes. ANC is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. ANC Gun Safe specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong. Oh, Fred Bear, I'm glad to have you at my side, my friend. And I'll join you in the big hunt before too long. Before too long.
Hey, Texas! This is your Tejas blood brother, Ted Nugent. I'm proud to be right here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Good morning, our dear old Uncle Ted jamming out and bringing us back from break here this morning. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. This segment is brought to you by Southern Deer Stands. Be sure to check out the first annual Southern Deer Stand Deer Blind Contest. We're looking for the best Deer Blinds in Texas, and we have three great prize packages for this year's winners. All that information is right there for you at deerblindcontest.com. We want pics of your deer blind, and we want to give you prizes in return. Pretty cool, right? Well, I understand that our first guests are already on the line. You may know them from the Outdoor Channel, as they are the stars of the hit show The Crush with Lee and Tiffany. And it's a real treat to have both of the Lukoskis join us this morning. Lee, Tiff, thanks for waking up early with us right here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Well, it is great to be here.
Yeah, and we really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Now, Lee, I know that your lovely wife hasn't always been addicted to smoking huge whitetails. Tell us about how you got her hooked.
Well, you know, when Tiffany and I met, she had never hunted before, although, you know, she fished. They had a cabin up in northern Minnesota that she's, you know, kind of an outdoorsy person. But I think the biggest thing is she's just really willing to do anything. You know, hey, want to go skydiving? She'd be like, oh, that'd be great. That sounds fun. You know, so she's very, you know, open personality to trying, you know, anything. And actually, when we first met, she didn't hunt even for the first few years. You know, it was just something that I did with all my buddies and stuff. We'd go hunting, and she was a flight attendant. So, you know, during November, I'd be gone the whole month of November. Oh, we'll have a good time. Me and my mom are going to Hawaii and stuff. So she didn't start, and I didn't really know that she'd have any interest in it. But at the time, when we first met, I was still in college, and I worked for a lot of years at an archery shop. So if she wanted to see me, it was either she'd come to my calculus classes or come to the archery shop. So since she didn't have much interest in calculus, she'd come up to the archery shop. I'd have her fletching arrows and doing things like that. And we said, hey, why don't you start shooting a bow while you're up here? And she's like, sure, I'll try it, you know. So, you know, it's easier to find, like, a good bow for women now. But back then, I had this special order one and then short string it. And stuff. She got such a short draw length. She's like 23 or 23 and a half inches for a draw length. You know, I just worked with her a lot. And plus, we had a lot of pro shooters that would be in there. So when I was working, they'd shoot with her all the time. And it was just something that she really got good at and really liked to do. And even for 2 years after that, she never hunted. We'd go shoot, you know, 3D tournaments and stuff on the weekends and stuff. And, you know, so now we've been dating, you know, 3 or 4 years into dating. I was like, hey, you want to try hunting? And she's like, sure, I'll try it. And but like I'm saying, it's probably 3 years since we'd been dating. And she wasn't sure if she'd like it or not, or if she could even do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's okay if you don't, you know. But it's just, we got in the stand the very first night, $3 came out. And she was just so focused on, okay, what do I shoot? What do I shoot? There was no doubt, you know, the minute they came out that she was going to shoot. And we finally got one, you know, come in close, and she just smoked it and ran up in the field and fell over. And she was just so excited. I mean, you think she's excited from the show now? You should have seen her. I mean, calling everybody that we knew from the archery shop, from my dad to her mom to everybody. So, I mean, she was just hooked right then. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't right when we first started dating, you know, because I have five sisters and none of them hunt. So I'm just kind of assuming that, you know, she wasn't a hunter, never hunted before. You know, it was just kind of weird how it came about. It worked great.
So, Tiffany, you smoked that first deer and then you were pretty much hooked.
You know what? It was. And it's so funny because I, like you said, I had never really expected it, to be honest. I mean, I've always pretty much open for anything, you know. So I was like, well, sure, that sounds like fun. And really, I was secretly kind of scared because, I mean, I didn't even remember how nervous I was even getting in a tree stand. I'd never really even been in a tree stand before. And so just even getting up there, I was nervous, and what would happen if I couldn't shoot it, you know, would I let Lee down? And he was always so sweet, though, because I was like, you know what, it doesn't matter, you know, if you shoot something or not. You know, he's like, I just want you to at least experience this at least once being out here. And it was the truth. It's like as soon as those bucks came out, I knew I wanted to shoot one.
So then shortly after that, you guys get married and decide to put all your chips in. You're going all in and trying to make a career in the outdoor industry. Was that a scary decision for you guys? I mean, especially for you, Lee, leaving behind your career as a chemical engineer.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because in reality, no, we didn't ever try to be in the outdoor industry at all. It was all by complete 100% accident.
Right. It didn't really work that way. I mean, if you tell some of the short story, it's like, yeah, I was a chemical engineer and Tiffany was a flight attendant, and we quit that to do a TV show, and here we are. It worked out great. And, you know, but it really didn't work out that way. My whole life, I just kind of surrounded everything around deer and hunting. I mean, that's why, you know, I was a chemical engineer, not because I liked it. It's just because I wanted to keep going to school so I could hunt, basically. It was like, you know, with a job, you'd have to be, you know, with the real job, it's like I can't just take off whenever I want to. But at school, I could skip class. I could do, you know, I could do all that stuff. So I never really, you know, so I kept going. So I got you know, my master's and everything else because I just want to keep going because I didn't want to have to be able to miss when November came around. I could skip school anytime I wanted to. I could take classes later in the day. I could at least hunt in the mornings and the evenings. My whole life kind of revolved around hunting. So then when I finally took a job at the oil refinery, it was basically because I went on the same schedule as the guy that worked outside, which was a shift job. So I'd work 12-hour days, but I'd have a week off every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, three-day pieces instead of 2 days off on the weekend. So that way I could take 14 days of vacation in November and have the whole month of November off and the last week of October. So I'd leave, you know, October 25th and not have to be back till December. So, you know, even did my jobs, everything that I did revolved around hunting. And then as I moved up in the company, you know, it was kind of a decision, you know, you want to make more money, obviously, so you can,
for me,
basically, was so I could buy land.
Ain't that the truth? You know, it seems like so many of us just work to hunt.
Exactly. And so then I moved up to being refinery manager. I said, no, you need to be here 9 to 5 every day. You know, it's more money and things, but, you know, we can do it. You know, I can still take, you know, my vacation, get a couple weeks off and hunt as much as we possibly can anyway. But that was in the summertime. But as it got closer and closer and closer to that, October 1st, when it opens in Iowa and Kansas, we're from Minnesota, but the first place I bought was in Kansas, so we hunted Kansas a lot, and then we just bought my first farm in Iowa, and we were just building a hunting cabin on it at the time. It got to be October 1st, and all the way up through that month, I was just getting crabbier and crabbier and crabbier, just knowing that maybe I made the wrong decision. This isn't for me. This isn't what I wanted. I mean, my whole life, you know, I just didn't want to work a 9-to-5 job and just be able to hunt on the weekends. I mean, hunting just meant so much to me. And on October 1st, basically walked in and I quit.
Wow.
And this is, you know, I had no, you know, even visions of doing a TV show at that time. And really never did, to be honest with you. But it was basically because I don't know what I'm going to do, but I used to write for like North American Whitetail and deer hunting, some magazines and stuff. And I called up Tiffany and I was like, hey, you want to go to lunch? And she's like, why aren't you at work? I said, I just walked in to quit. And, you know, most, you know, wives have probably had a fit, but actually Tiffany, that's like I said, her personality is fits me perfectly because she was so thrilled about it.
And I was like, thank God. I said, you have been such a bear these last like 3 months. I was like, we've only been married for like a month and a half and I'm already like sick of the attitude. So I was like so excited. I was like, all right, do you want to move to Iowa? I said, sure. And we literally packed up that week and moved down to Iowa. But it was okay because, I mean, I was still working full-time for Northwest Airlines as a flight attendant. And, you know, so I could fly out of anywhere. And really, you know, it's funny because even though I grew up in the city, I always knew I did not want to live up in the city. It's like I always ultimately knew I wanted to live out in the country on a gravel road out where there's deer in our yard. So I was like so excited that we just, you know, took the chance. And, you know, to be honest, it's like both of us kind of have the attitude. It's like life's too short. You know, we didn't have kids. We had just gotten married. If we're going to start doing some stuff like this, now is the time. So we up and moved.
Right. So, but still, you know, nothing in mind to do a TV show. And see, up before this, we had just been, I had always had a video camera with me all the time. And I always video any deer that I'd see.
Well, and even me, you know, actually, right. I mean, I have never even shot anything that's not been on video, which is just crazy. I mean, it's like I've only sat in a tree stand by myself like 2 times in my entire hunting career. But that's just always what we did together. And that's just, you know, even to this day, what we like to do, hobby and as a couple.
Uh-huh.
We had done, you know, just videoed some hunts and Realtree had used them and, you know, Drury's on there and Kiskey's and stuff like that. And we never got any money for them, never asked for any money. We're just happy to be part of it because it's something that I just enjoyed so much. I mean, for me, when Monster Bucks came out, it was like Christmas Day when they showed up at Walmart, you know. And so just that they were on there, just be part of it. I mean, it was just the biggest thrill for me. So never still thought about doing any kind of TV show. I think in the back of my mind, I was thinking, well, I'll just quit. We'll move to Iowa. And that's when they said we're building the house that we live in now was actually going to be our hunting cabin. And so we said, let's just make it a little bit nicer in here, put in the fireplace and granite and stuff, and we'll just live there. It was on the 14th of October that Aubrey Gale from Scentlock called me and said, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing another TV show. Would you and Tiffany be interested in hosting it? I was like, well, I don't know. I guess I'd never really thought about it. I said, but the timing is right. And,
wow.
You know, we started talking about it a little bit more, and I said, this is what I said, I would do it if you would let us do it the way that we want to do it, and I'm not going to shoot anything ever just to make a TV show. I made that very clear from the beginning, and they were really concerned about that. They said, you guys just passed so many deer that we don't know that you can do it to do It was just 13 episodes at the time, which we got to do 20 now.
I know, which I laugh at because they were nervous that we would make that. So we have, you know, 20 original episodes to do just on our show alone, and that's not even counting the other shows that we're on.
Uh-huh.
So right. I was like, gosh, that's like a, that's
yeah,
an easy,
so
I don't
know. But, you know, at the time, I was just like, you know, I just have so much respect for whitetails and all animals. I'm never going to shoot something just to make a TV show. You know, I had an idea in my mind what I would like to see on a TV show, because I thought there's no bigger fan of the videos and hunting shows and everything than me. I know what I'd like to see, so that's what we did, and they didn't think it would work, and then they said, yeah, go ahead. They didn't pay us anything for the first year and everything, and, you know, by the second year, I think it was the highest-rated show in the history of the Outdoor Channel, so obviously other people liked it and watched it too. But, I mean, until that day that Aubrey Gale called us, it had never even crossed my mind to do a TV show. It just kind of fell in our lap, and here we are.
And I think I can speak for outdoorsmen everywhere and say that we're certainly glad it worked out the way that it did. Now that we know about the background for y'all's passion for whitetails, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll find out if the lovely Tiffany guts her own deer. You're listening to the Outdoor Channel's Lee and Tiffany Lukoski only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You and me on gasoline and matches. Baby, 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 baby.
Razorback Ranch is earning a reputation as the premier wild boar hunting destination in Texas. Located between Dallas and Houston in Crockett, we are the perfect weekend getaway. Family friendly with a game room and flat screen TVs in the cabins, our accommodations are top notch. Select boars ranging from 60 to 200 pounds to bow or rifle hunt. Hunters are welcome to hunt hogs at feeders or chase them through creek bottoms and heavy brush. Call 713-203-3860 or visit RazorbackRanch.com. That's RazorbackRanch.com to book your trophy hog hunt today. Whether you need lights for your boat, dock, or anything else, Wildcat Lighting is the answer. Our patent-pending LED lighting system is innovative and practical. Backed by a one-year warranty, there isn't a brighter boat light on the market. Wildcat builds custom lighting systems for hunting, fishing, or recreational hobbies. So whether you're looking to bring in bait fish at night, show your bling on your wake boat, or rest easy knowing that other boaters can always see you, Wildcat Lighting has the answer. Visit wildcatlighting.com to see the lights. That's wildcatlighting.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smokin' Tex. Smokin' Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best two-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokin'tex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokin'tex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Sand Bass and Guide Service provides the most action-packed fishing trips in North Texas. Guide Bob Lamarche specializes in sandies and stripers on Lake Louisville and sandies on beautiful Lake Ray Roberts. Bob provides all the tackle and cleans and bags your fish. Sand Bass fishing can be non-stop action and is ideal for getting kids out on the water. Sand Bass and Guide Service offers full and half-day trips. Want to beat the Texas heat? Book a night trip. Call Bob Lamarche at 469-328-7706 or check him out at www.sandbassguide.com. That's sandbassguide.com. Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Listen up, saltwater anglers, because you need to check out Real Fiddler Fishing Charters with my friend, Captain Mike Caserta. Captain Mike has been fishing Rockport to the Laguna Madre since 1979 and will cater to the type of fishing you want to do. Catch big reds and trout on artificial or live bait. You can also wade fish or fish out of Captain Mike's comfy bay boat. For a relaxing day on the water that you won't soon forget, call Captain Mike at 361-790-6374 or visit www.realfiddle.com to check out the awesome weekday specials. That's www.realfiddle.com. Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSE. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
This is
Sam Callaway. I'm the lucky angler who caught the 500 Texas Parks and Wildlife share lunker, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Say you want a party, say you want a rock and roll, but that carbon copy music don't mean a damn to me. Hank Williams wouldn't make it now.
All right, 1100 Springs getting us back on track here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning. A reminder that Texas country musician Max Stalling is coming up here at the bottom half of the hour. You don't want to miss that. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and pick it back up with Lee and Tiff Lukoski of the Outdoor Channel. This segment is brought to you by Double Diamond Outfitters. All right, guys, the question that everybody wants to know is when we can expect to see little Lee Jr. running around the house with a plastic bow and arrow.
Well, we have something better than that. We have a little puppy that we are getting.
An antler dog.
An antler dog. And we're going to give on the 17th. Yeah, it's a start. But you know what? In reality, and both of us ultimately want children, but in reality, until my mom moved down here, my brother and his family, we had nobody. I mean, we were literally in Iowa by ourselves, not knowing a soul. And obviously, we both hunt together. We film. We do all of our appearances together. And, you know, I mean, right now, we haven't had a weekend off since January. You know, so we are always on the go. And it's like we really couldn't be the type of parents that we really want to be without that support system. So now we have it down here. So I guess you never know. All of a sudden, you guys will be like, oh, my gosh, did they just have a baby? Nobody will really even know.
Yeah. So the first year, like, when we moved down there, like Tiffany was saying, we really couldn't. We had nobody here. And, you know, we were together all the time. We were on the road. And you just couldn't. But now that her mom moved down here and her brother and her sister-in-law and their kids, and we're starting to get, you know, at least we have some kind of a support system here that...
I mean, even this little puppy we're getting, actually, you know, I mean, I've wanted a dog for years. Obviously, I was raised with dogs. And it's like this puppy, it's like, you know, we have the bus now, we travel, and it's like, you know what, this thing is going to be with us everywhere, you know. So even, you know, we take our responsibilities with a dog, you know, very seriously. Because it's like, you know, if we're going to get one, I don't want it to be left alone all the time.
And so what kind of dog are y'all getting?
It's a black lab.
Perfect. I've got a chocolate one myself.
I know. Yes. I'm so excited.
See, I mean, when I had dogs growing up my whole life, I mean, I used to bird hunt, pheasant hunt, duck hunt, and everything as much or more than I deer hunted. But when we started doing the show, you really couldn't have a dog. Like I said, we were gone so much, and there's nobody here.
Well, definitely congrats on the new addition to the family. That's awesome. Now, what about other types of hunting? I know y'all are addicted to whitetails, but what else do you guys enjoy? I know, Lee, you mentioned bird hunting.
Pretty much all hunting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, anything. I mean, you know, in the spring you got turkeys and bears, and, you know, we just love elk hunting, and shot a giant moose this last year. Was one of my best trips I've ever been on. And just anytime you're hunting anything, it's fun. And a lot of them just being out there in the woods and trying different things. But really my heart is in whitetails. But, you know, hunting anything for us, Tiffany and I, it doesn't matter if we're just out shooting our bows, you know, out in the backyard, or she's got a new .22 pistol. She's out. She was showing me this morning. She's excited about it. Let's go shoot that. And you know, anytime we're just doing something together, we're having a good time anyway.
Mm-hmm. What about fishing? I know we've all seen the carp bow fishing episode. do y'all actually do any angling?
Used to,
but now we, you know, like all summer long, we're pretty much doing all of our food plots. We have appearances every weekend, and it is really hard to find the time to actually do it. But I mean, I wish we could do it more, to be honest.
You know, Tiffany and I go up to, like, Lake of the Woods or something in northern Minnesota. We go walleye fishing. And so we grew up fishing a ton. But it's just, you know, I've got, you know, started out with 300 acres here. And now we've got, you know, going on close to 6,000. And I've got, you know, 90-something food plots to plant and 600 acres. So, I mean, just full-time job in itself, just trying to, you know, keep up with the farms and keeping, you know, cameras going and the food plots and gates and no trespassing signs and watching, you know, fencing and cattle getting in. It's just a full-time job handling all that property. And it's not in one spot either. I mean, it's from our farthest north farm to our farthest south farm. It's 40 miles apart. You know, so just the whole logistics of moving tractors and equipment and anything around to try to plant that on top of, you know, hosting our own show, on top of owning, you know, we started a production company where we produce three other shows and just doing all the other shows we do on for other people like Jackie Bushman and Hunt Masters, and just get your work done is like having three full-time jobs. So unfortunately, some of the bird hunting that I used to do and the fishing that we used to do, you know, has suffered, but hopefully, you know, at some point it'll slow down up.
Well, let's get back into deer talk then. Who has the biggest whitetail hanging on the wall?
Lee. Lee has got me totally beat. Yeah, he's got me totally beat. He's got his, well, the one he shot last year, we've named Gnarls, and he was 196.
Wow. And 7/8, don't forget that.
Yeah, and 7/8.
Yeah, I've got a couple, like,
not
that he's 197s, 196. I haven't shot the 200, but a couple close and a couple that are that would have been over 200 if they hadn't have broken points. You know, since we've started the show and since we started hunting, it kind of goes back and forth. You know, and it's funny because we're not competitive. People ask us about that all the time. And we're not competitive towards each other whatsoever. I always want her to shoot the biggest one. She wants me to shoot the biggest one. If we go find a big buck, and I'm like, all right, you're going to hunt that one. No, you're going to go hunt
that
one.
I know. I'm always like, no way, you hunt them.
And I think that's pretty evident on the show as well because, you know, y'all look genuinely happy for each other when one of you shoots a big buck.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, like, you know, it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me, finding a wife that hunts and enjoys the same things that I do. Same way, she said, I want you to go hunt that deer. You go try to shoot him. But fortunately, we have a lot of big deer, so we normally end up each shooting a couple of good deer. But
oh, my gosh, y'all have some monsters up there.
They all go on the same wall, so. He has
the last few years, though. And even, like, this year he shot a ginormous moose up in the Yukon, which, for the record, I did not get to go along on because he only had room for one.
Wow.
So I'm a little sore about that stuff because that is, like, always been my dream to go up there and shoot, like, a big, huge moose. But so he shot this ginormous moose and then came home and then shot gnarls, and I was like, oh, okay, game over. You can have this year.
All right, Tiffany, all the guys want to know if you gut your own deer.
Sort of. I mean, like, we always do together. I mean, so that's the thing that's so nice about, like, Lee and I. It's like there's not anything that we do that neither one of us are, like, a part of, you know? You know, if he's out doing his food plots, 9 times out of 10, I'm out there with him helping in every way. So we got a great system, and it's Lee and I together that do all of our deer. Have I ever done my own? No. And the only reason is because now I can totally do it, and I actually find it fascinating. I always want to see what I hit, how the broadhead worked, and everything. But Lee has, bless his heart, he has no patience. And so every time I start trying to do it, he's like, just get out of the way. I'll just do it. You just hold the legs. You know, he's just sort of patient that we're always in such a hurry because we've always got a billion things going on that, you know, he never really lets me do it. Now, like I said, could I do it? Yeah, I absolutely could help on every one of them. You know, we have so many guests that come and hunt here, and it's, we'll see you guys in a few minutes, and, you know, as they're sitting there talking, you know, we'll just go do it. So
we do have a good system between the two of us and the bed of a pickup. I mean, it's funny because Tiffany and I have done probably hundreds of them together because even, like, all the does that we shoot for the doe management stuff, because that's a good system. I mean, we really, 5 minutes, we're in and out. And so whenever any of our guests come or anything, when they go in the house and they're still looking, reviewing footage, some Tiffany will grab their deer and we'll just go and do it.
We're definitely stronger as a team.
Well, you seem like a great team to me. Another thing I want to ask you is, does your passion, which is whitetails, ever just become work? I mean, whether it's planning a food plot or getting up and hunting, you know, you guys go to bed at 12:30 every night and you get up at 3:30, 4:30. Is there ever a day where you're just like, ugh, I just don't want to do it?
No.
Never.
Not even a bit. I mean, and actually, it's kind of funny because when we talk to people, a lot of people are like, oh, you're so lucky you get to hunt for a living. And actually, the hunting part is probably the smallest part of all we do. And it's like, you're right. And that's what actually keeps us out there, because some days you are just absolutely bone tired. But in the end of the day, you start reviewing your footage. I think I struggled more early on, but it was because I was still working full time when we were doing all of this than I even do now. And we do way more now than we ever thought of doing back then. So, no, it's definitely, for me, it's not come like that.
Tiffany has really adjusted. Like I said, it wasn't so easy at first, but I was always like that. Said, like, through college and all that stuff. I mean, you know, getting a degree and a master's and everything in chemical engineering is a lot of work, but I still wasn't willing to give up my hunting and all that other stuff, so I would just study all night.
Ugh, I know all about those all-night caffeine-induced cram sessions. Ugh.
So I hardly ever slept, so when I came in and we started doing this, I was used to it. Like, with Tiffany, who was a flight attendant, she was kind of used to, you know, you get on a trip, you fly someplace, you work, and she'd have her hotel by herself. She just, you know, around read and stuff until the next day and stuff. So we wasn't used to going all the time. So it was a little bit more of a struggle. But now,
well, even here at our house, yeah, you know, it's like we have, you know, full-time cameramen. We have full-time producers. There's always somebody in and out of our place, you know. And actually, this is the first year that we've had, like, our cameramen stay at the office now instead of actually in our house, because our house looks big because they always film it with, like, the fisheye. But in reality, we have a 2-bedroom pole barn with 2 bathrooms, you know, and it's like, and obviously one of them's ours. So there would be times, you know, at the beginning, there would be 8, 9, 10 guys all staying here and hunting, you know, not far from us. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Really, those are the guys that probably killed it for the cooking for everybody, because, you know, I'd get up in the morning like everybody else, and then we'd hunt all day long like everybody else, and then we'd come home, they'd be like, what are you making us? I'm like, well, you're capable of cooking. And so then I just kind of quit it altogether because I was like, well, I'm out there doing the same thing you are. Why am I expected to cook?
To get back to your question, though, I mean, the hunting part, people have asked that a lot. Does it ever get old? It's like, heck no. I mean, that's why we keep going and going and going, because we just love it. We work like a dog. We never have weekends off. We never have a day off. You never have a lunch break for a half hour. But you're always tired, but we're never tired of it. If it makes sense, it's like if it's something that you love to do, it's just like when deer hunting comes around. Is it hard to get up at 4 a.m. to get up and go deer hunting? Most of the time, I can't even sleep at night. You're so excited to get up the next morning and go. You know, you said, well, what would you do if you had a day off? Well, I'd probably go check my cameras. I'd probably go work on the farms. And that's what we do every day anyway. Mm-hmm. So doing exactly what I love to do. And it's just so blessed to be able to do what we love and actually make a career out of it.
Well, Lee, this is a very tough question, but I have to ask it. Actually, it might be more of a compliment, but anyway, we all know that you're an accomplished hunter. But do you think as many outdoorsmen would watch the show if it wasn't for Tiffany's beautiful smile being a focal point of the series?
Oh, for sure not. You know,
I would watch it, Lee.
You know, I'm really shy. I mean, I don't like being on camera. I never strive to be. That's not what I don't like. People, I don't like notoriety when people see the shows and stuff. Love talking to the people and all that kind of stuff, but I'd give anything to be back home on my tractor. I always think for myself, Tiffany is the entertainment and everything on it, and I bring in the deer, and I would be totally fine if I wasn't on the show, if I could still do what I do.
And the best part about it is you do what you do and you get to share it with your beautiful wife. I mean, my wife looks at me like I'm a deranged lunatic for 3 months out of every year. I'm addicted to waterfowling. I can't help it. She thinks it's insane that I ask our dog to go swimming in below freezing temperatures. And basically, I walk around with bags under my eyes for 3 months. But you know what? The beautiful thing is that your wife shares it with you. Mine thinks I'm insane. And even more than that, most men go to deer camp to get away from their wives while you take yours with you. It's just, man, you really do have the perfect setup.
Oh, I know. And for me, it's like I'm so proud of her. I love her so much because she was so much fun. I would tell her that you're going to have thick skin because, you know, hunters in general are very egotistical. You know, everyone thinks that they're the best hunter. And I tell you, a girl coming into doing this, they're going to be so jealous, number one, that you have a show. And it's like, well, some girl's going to tell me what to do. You know, I said, you're going to have thick skin because you're going to get on archery talk. You get on these things. People are going to rip you apart. What does she know? She just started hunting, this and that. I said, but you just be yourself, because I've never met anyone that's ever met Tiffany that doesn't love her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way we did it. That's why I said when we started, I said we needed to do a reality-type show. Just follow us around and do what we do, because, I mean, I laugh every day at Tiffany. That was the plan from the beginning, because I said, I'm not entertaining. I'm not a great personality to be on TV. My whole life revolves around deer. So many people come through line, you know, just want, can I have a picture just with Tiffany? Yeah, go ahead. It doesn't bother me one bit. We have such a fun time no matter where we go. It doesn't matter. They can say, oh, you got to go dig ditches today. Hey, if we're together, if I'm sitting side by side with Tiffany, we're digging ditches, we're going to be laughing and making jokes and making
fun
of
each other. Well, I will be laughing and making jokes at least.
Yeah, she's going to trip and fall in the mud or do something goofy, and I'm going to, you know, going to laugh every day. So it doesn't really matter what we do. We're always going to have fun.
You guys do always seem to be having a really good time. A couple more questions before I let y'all out of here. I did some research, and I know that you guys don't have a bad feral hog problem in Iowa, but we sure as hell have one here.
Yep. Nope. No hogs here yet.
Just last weekend, they asked if we had hogs yet. I'm like, I've never seen one.
So what would y'all say to an open invitation to come down here and run down some feral hogs with some good hunting dogs and a knife? What do you say?
Well, I mean, we're always open for everything.
Like hog hunting, if it's a hunt, I'll love it. And Tiffany and I will love it.
You know, I'm going to say, though, I've been on one of those hog hunts where they stab them, and I'm going to be honest. I don't know that I personally can do it, because the first time they, like, spazzed out, I would be like, ah! I would just, like, drop the knife and go the other way. So I don't know that I'd actually accomplish what I was supposed to be doing.
Have you guys ever been hunting in Texas before?
Besides that.
Turkeys, we have.
Yeah, besides turkeys, nope.
And where'd y'all go turkey hunting?
Oh, my gosh, I had no idea.
That was in San Antonio? Did we explain
to you? We flew into San Antonio.
Or maybe San Angelo.
Oh, man. Isn't the Texas Hill Country beautiful?
Yo, that is beautiful.
Yep. I was fortunate enough to go down there for the turkey opener this spring.
Did you get one?
I sure did. Got a beautiful gobbler.
Fun part about turkey hunting to me is hearing them and they get them to come in and seeing them strutting, gobbling and stuff. So it doesn't really matter if my buddy shoots them or somebody else shoots them. Still, you're part of it. It's fun.
Oh, my gosh. It's beyond fun. It is probably the biggest adrenaline rush that I've had as an outdoorsman. Well, guys, y'all have been very generous with your time this morning. I know I feel like we could talk for another hour, and that'd be okay with me, but I got to get Max Stalling on here. I really, really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a blast, actually.
Yeah, great. Anytime.
Our pleasure. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you having us on. It's really an honor.
Y'all be sure to check it out. It's The Crush with Lee and Tiffany. It airs on the Outdoor Channel Mondays at midnight, Fridays at 2 p.m., and Sunday evenings at 6:30. What a lovely couple they are. And how do you top Lee and Tiff Lakoski? I don't know if you can. But Max Stalling is going to give it his best shot. Coming up next is one of your favorite Texas country music artists, Max Stalling, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Pardon me, San Marcos. Trying to make some time.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Listen up, fellas. Time to learn about WTHO. WTHO is now booking Trophy Odd Dad hunts on the 4D Ranch with a 100% shot opportunity. Two spots still available for the October rut. Fully guided, only $24.50 with no hidden fees. Spike camp included or lodging available. Bob White and Blue Quail hunts are going fast. Call Mike McKinney at 915-328-0645 to find out about early booking specials. That's 915-328-0645 or visit www.westtexashuntorg.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Hey outdoorsmen, deer and turkey seasons have come and gone, but there are still plenty of huge boars out there. And when you take one down, call Texas European Mounts for the perfect way to show off your trophy feral hog. Or maybe you're looking for a beautiful plaque to show off your spring gobbler. Well, they have a full lineup of fan mounting kits too. Check out www.texaseuropeanmounts.com or give Jacob a call at 940-631-4334. That's texaseuropeanmounts.com.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
Picture gazes down from his visor at an empty dash where a spit cup should have been. Hey, running buddy, what'll you say to a 12-pack? Hey, running buddy, what you say to setting some lines? Hey, running buddy, don't you remember the good times we had before you hooked up with that satin?
Oh, yeah. Running Buddy there, one of my favorite tunes from one of my favorite Texas country music artists, Max Stalling. Doesn't that just make you think about the good old days before you were tied down with that ball and chain? Not that all of our wives and girlfriends are all that bad. Some women are actually pretty cool. I know mine is. But you know what I'm saying. No commitment, no responsibility, just you and a buddy on the open road without a care in the world. Those were the days. But they can't last forever. Enjoy them while you're young, fellas. I'm Cable Smith, and this is the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Speaking of Max Stalling, I think he is set to join us right now, actually. Max, thanks for joining the show, running buddy.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. You sure are up pretty early for a musician.
Hey, no rest for the wicked.
Isn't that the truth? Well, Max, I am looking forward to tomorrow afternoon's show, buddy. You'll be playing at Shiner Sunday at Love and War in Plano.
And it's going to be cool and comfortable. It will not be hot at all out there.
Oh, no, never is in Texas.
Never is. A good reason for everybody to stay hydrated, if you know what I mean.
Lots of Shiner Bock to go around.
There you go.
So, what's going on with your music these days? Have you been working on any new stuff or have any exciting news that you want to tell your fans about?
Oh, yeah, man. We've got a new studio record coming out. It's called Home to You, and August 17th is a street date for that. And I'm looking really forward to getting that out and letting people take a listen. It's a nice little record, and we're real excited about it.
Well, shoot, I didn't even know about that, Max. This will be your first new album since 2007, so needless to say, I am looking forward to that, man.
Well, like I said, August 17th, and we're going to be doing, you know, CD release shows all over the state. We've got a August 13th show at Green Hall. We've got a August 14th show at Sons of Herman Hall in Dallas. I'm sure we'll do something at Floors down in San Antonio at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everybody's going to come out and party down with us. This is all new material. We've got one song that we had on the live record that we did as a studio track, which turned out really great. And then we got a couple of surprises in there.
Very cool indeed. We'll be looking forward to those surprises, Max. Shifting gears here, you grew up in a very small Texas town.
A little place called Crystal City, Texas, down in Zavala County. Really good bird hunting, really good deer hunting in Zavala County. Lots of quail, some really great fishing in the Nueces River. So yeah, Crystal City, Texas, population fluctuating between 6,000 and 8,000. So,
man,
not the smallest town on the map, but not the biggest either.
And as is often the case in those small South Texas towns, hunting and fishing, they're just a way of life. So who is responsible for getting you involved in the outdoors?
My dad loved to hunt and fish. Sometimes when I look back at it, though, I think dad liked to hunt and fish so he'd have something in the freezer to feed his six kids.
Mm-hmm.
We used everything but the oink pretty much on anything that we shot, killed, or pulled out of the water. But I spent, man, my whole life I was started out with a BB gun, then a pellet gun, then a .22, and then shotgun and deer rifle from thereafter, you know, and I spent incalculable amounts of time out on the Nueces River fishing or out on the Comanche Lake running trot lines with my brother. We hunted dove every dove season, we hunted quail every quail season, and we always had a couple of deer that we took down every single year, and it was just a big part of my upbringing.
I wish that there were still more quail to go around, Max. I mean, there's not a better table fare, in my mind anyway, as far as wild game is concerned.
That is true. I really like a nice blue quail.
Mm-mm-mm. That is some good eating right there. Oh, making my mouth water. Bass, crappie, or catfish? Favorite to catch, favorite to eat?
Depends on the mood I'm in. I really like just chilling out, sitting still, pulling up in a big old pile of brush and doing some crappie fishing. I do love that, but I also love, you know, trolling for some bass. Catfish, I sure love to eat it. So I guess they're kind of in reverse order. I guess bass for catching, followed by crappie, and then some catfish. And then in eating order, it's probably catfish, and then bass, and then crappie.
Oh, man, it is tough to beat catfish, especially fried, but... you know, I'm with you. I'd rather catch crappie or bass.
Baked, grilled, it don't matter.
Spot on, man. Well, Max, I know that life on the road is very demanding and that you don't always have a lot of time to get away. But if you could go anywhere and hunt or fish for anything, where would you go?
I really think, and this is going to sound pretty lame, but if I could carve out a week, and I would go back and I'd go down to the Nueces River. I'd go put in at Aberhaus Landing, and I would go fish up and down the Nueces River for a start and just kind of get my pulse lowered, you know, because there's anything you want in there. It's a nice, big, deep mud-bottom river at that point, and you can catch catfish if you want to go that route. Lots of crappie, some really fine bass fishing, and there's even a few stripers running in there sometimes. Then, once I kind of got my pulse down, I think I'd like to go out and do a little saltwater fishing.
Very nice.
Go down to Port Mansfield or something and do a little reds.
Well, since you brought up saltwater, I'm actually heading out to Port Aransas after the show this morning to head offshore and go after some red snapper, amberjack. You never know what's going to be around the oil rigs out there.
Good for you. I'm extremely jealous.
Well, hopefully that wind will lie down and we'll be able to have a good trip. You never know, though. Max, what is your most memorable hunting or fishing experience? If you could just pick one from your childhood, maybe from your adult years, I don't know, but just the one that stands out in your mind the very most.
Oh, man, there's a lot. Some of them are even legal. let's see. Probably one of my favorite hunting experiences would be the first time I shot a deer. And my dad, I was in fifth grade, and Wendell Baker was the principal of the middle school. And my folks had concocted the story that I had like a dentist appointment or something. And so dad came and picked me up early and, you know, like 2:30 or 3:00, and we were going to head out and go shoot a little buck for my first deer. And I'll never forget, as I was walking out to school, Mr. Baker was standing there, and somehow that old man knew exactly where I was going, despite the note that my folks had sent. And he was like, you know, hope you get a big one or something along those lines. And so I just have always remembered that. And then that first experience of sitting in a stand with dad and watching that little, he put me on a spike for that day because dad was a meat hunter above anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fired one round out of that old rifle, and I made a pretty decent little shot. If I remember, it was a nice little net shot. He fell right where he was supposed to. But there's really nothing like that first time when you draw down on a buck, you know, and squeeze that round off. It was very exciting, and that is definitely a memory that I will never forget.
And I'm sure that it was almost as exciting for your old man too.
No, I think I think Dad enjoyed that just as much as I did.
All right, Max, got a curveball for you, buddy. If you had to pick one song of yours, and this is going to be a tough question because there are so many good ones, but if you had to pick just one of your songs, which one is your favorite and why?
Man, that's tough. That is tough. It's kind of like I answer the question this way. Do you have any kids?
No.
Hey,
Just a chocolate lab.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like they're all the songs are they're my children, you know, and it's kind of hard for me to pick one over the others. I always like the song that I'm working on, you know, or the one that I've most recently finished. That's always like my favorite. But one that I'm really, really proud of is one that I co-wrote with my friend Mark David Manders some years ago. It's called Scars and Souvenirs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on the White Afternoon record. And I just, that's one of those songs that I can point to, and, you know, it's like a really well-crafted little piece of furniture. You know, it stands up. It's put together exactly right. And it's got a nice little melody, and it's got a nice little story, and it's got a nice little message. And lyrically, it's strong. I'm just really proud of it from a craftsman standpoint.
Well, I can't argue with that choice. I mean, that's one of my favorites. Oh, God, I have so many of your favorites. But I knew that you wrote that song with Mark because you talk about that on the Dan Silverleaf live album.
Yep.
And Max, one of the things I love about your shows is that you're so in touch with the crowd. You're carrying on a conversation just like you're talking about writing the song with Mark David Manders. You know, you never stop talking. And I think that kind of it adds an element to a show that you don't get with a lot of other musicians.
That's why I like places like Dan Silverleaf or Poor David's Pub or even like Floors, playing the inside stage at Floors. You know, you can really be up close and personal with the folks who've paid money to come out. And I do enjoy getting to talk with people. You know, I have found that, man, I don't have to really be creative. All I got to do is just shut up and listen. And people say the most amazing things and tell the most amazing stories. And sometimes they don't even realize that they're doing it. And if you'll just take note, there's great songs just floating around out there and just everyday conversation that people are having about their lives, about what's going on in the world.
Well, I'm glad that you're paying attention to what people are saying, man, because we're getting a lot of good songs out of this deal. And it really feels like you and I are carrying on a conversation at one of your shows. And that's my favorite part about a Max Stalling concert.
It's not my awesome singing.
That goes without
stellar guitar playing.
I mean, I obviously love that stuff too, man. But, you know, it just adds an element when you're up there playing a set. To sum it up, Max, I think, well, actually, I know that you're just a nice guy. And the audience relates to you in a way they don't to a lot of other artists. Now, other than the great music and the phenomenal hunting and fishing opportunities, what is your favorite part about the great Lone Star State?
The people is the main thing, I think. You know, for whatever reason, we just have this, I don't know, I love our do-it-yourself kind of attitude and the kind of, you know, don't tell me what I can't do approach to life. I also love the varied nature of it. I mean, I love the concept of the fact that I can start out in, you know, up in Dalhart and see one type of countryside, and then I can drive south and I can see another type of countryside, and I can drive over to, you know, Frankston, Texas, over outside of Tyler and see Piney Woods,
mm-hmm.
or I can drive down and see the coastal plains, or I can go to, you know, down to where I'm from and see the brush country. It's got a little bit of everything.
Kind of makes you proud to be a Texan, you know? I mean, there is no place like the Lone Star State.
That is, there's no arguing that point, my friend.
Well, Max, I know that you're about to embark on crazy times here with the new CD coming out August 17th, and that means you probably won't have much time for the great outdoors. But do you have any trip scheduled or any time set aside where you're just going to get away and take a deep breath?
We have a little place outside of Bullard, and we have a little dock that runs out into a little bitty lake there. And I do go out and wet a hook there every once in a while. But, well, I'd love to mount some major expedition and go do a little fishing or a little hunting. No, sadly, it's a season of toil for me.
Well, you know, old Roger Kreger's got an offshore rig, and I'm sure that he wouldn't mind taking you out.
Yeah, and he has told me before. He's like, hey, man, come down. We'll go out on my boat. And I would love to. I just got to carve out the time. You know what they say. It's not – you make time for the things that are important. And it's important to me, but right now I'm just covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally covered up, and that's a good thing.
Oh, the prices that we pay, man. Well, your sacrifice is your fans' gain, and we appreciate that. Also, you're a family man now, too. I mean, you've been married for a little while now.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my wife and I just bought a house in Dallas, and we're trying to get this thing all set up and put together the way we like it. And so that also takes a little bit of time.
And your wife's she happens to be a pretty mean fiddle player herself, man. So you kind of got the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, not too shabby. She plays a mean fiddle, writes a great song, sings wonderful. Yeah, she's the whole package, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, everybody, be sure to check out maxstalling.com for the latest news, tour dates, and what's the name of the new album again, Max?
Home to You.
August 17th release date, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I am looking forward to it.
Man, Cable, thank you for your patience with me.
No problem, man.
I really, really do appreciate it.
Well, Max, the pleasure's been all mine.
Okay, man. Is that it?
That'll do me.
Well, that's easier than going to the dentist.
Oh, anything's better than going to the dentist. Well, take care of yourself. Congrats on the new album once again, and we'll talk to you soon, partner.
I'd love it.
There he goes. Texas's own, the great Max Stalling. Y'all check out the new album, Home to You, coming out August 17th. Max, of course, one of my favorite songwriters, also shares a passion for the great outdoors, like so many of our Texas country music artists. Speaking of, Charlie Robinson is throwing a huge redfish tournament July 4th weekend in Rockport. He'll be on the show next week to talk about that. Also, Gary Saul, the new inland fisheries director for Texas Parks and Wildlife, will be a guest as well. Thanks once again to Max and obviously Lee and Tiffany Lukoski for being on the show this morning. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Oh, I've been better. I've been worse. Time or two, I got two bloodshot eyes. That's enough. See me through there to midland. Considering life's mostly scars and souvenirs.
Tell us about your scars, boy. Cable Smith here to tell you about my family friend, Jerry Malzahn over at Malzahn Landscape. Malzahn Landscape has been serving North Dallas, University Park, and Fort Worth for over 30 years and has done some of the finest landscapes in North Texas. Jerry currently has 200 beautiful specimens of red oaks, cedar elms, live oaks, and crepe myrtles that would make wonderful additions to any yard. For estate grounds maintenance or installation, call the premier landscape company in North Texas. The choice is simple. Malzahn Landscape. Call Jerry at 972-567-1950. That's 972-567-1950 today.